We continue to pray for the seven areas that are most influential in our country after the rededication of the United States of America unto God. Today we pray for military. As the National Day of Prayer Task Force remarked, the sphere of military has always been an influence in cultures throughout time. The New Testament, Apostle Paul used military terminology to help believers comprehend spiritual truth, such as relating physical armor to spiritual armor and explaining the spiritual battle we fight against the powers of darkness in the heavenly places. Historically, the United States military has fought for the freedoms we see in our legal documents and to uphold American interests in other countries. The military itself is comprised of thousands of volunteers from all walks of life who submit themselves to fulfill the needs of our country, whether across the world or across state lines. Armed services can provide a sense of purpose and structure and opportunities in growing career fields. However, job stress, the unique culture of the military, can also foster an environment that increases the likelihood of substance abuse and can place a great strain on marriage and family life. Military members are often exposed to dangerous and violent situations and have a higher rate of experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder, divorce, homelessness, and other life-altering challenges. The military needs our prayer. So, Father, we pray for the leaders to make wise and righteous decisions based on biblical principles rather than personal career gains. We thank you that you are the commander-in-chief of the Lord of Heaven's armies. We ask that you would help all military personnel see you working in their daily lives, that you are with them, whether on the field, at home, or abroad. Remove stigmas for seeking medical attention for mental and physical needs. Father God, we hold the families of service members close. May they look to you for the strength and peace that only you can give while their loved ones is away and unknowing whether or not they will come back safe. Comfort the spouse who are separated due to military jobs. Keep their marriages strong. Lord, keep the hearts of the military from being desensitized to violence. Give them enough time from the time they're on the fields to returning home so that they can reassemble and reassimilate into the citizen world. We pray, God, you keep the hearts of military strengthened through battles. Only you can provide such a balance. We also pray for service members to seek you, Lord, and family for comfort rather than overuse substances. And we pray, Father, for those that are in the leadership of them, that they will use wise decisions whether or not to actually do a military action and to what degree is necessary for the greater good. We pray for your divine wisdom. And we pray your word that neither death nor life, angels, rulers, nor present things nor things to come, powers, height, depth, anything else will be able to separate us from your love, O God, in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We pray for those that are in the service to come to know you. We wait for you, Yahweh. You are our help and shield. We pray that's what you will be for them, their help and shield, that their hearts will rejoice in you because they trust in your holy name. Help them to be strong and courageous, not afraid or discouraged, that you, O Lord, will be with them wherever they go as they seek you for divine wisdom and direction for their marching orders. In Jesus' name.